Let me bring you back to baseball at that age, because is it true that you hooked up with a baseball team that made a trip to New Orleans?
Yeah.
And the coach used you as a pinch hitter?
Against Satchel.
Tell us that story.
Now, we was in New Orleans, and it was a beauty contest. You know, they had a beauty contest, all them girls. You know, they had a promoter. I guess it about 10 or 12,000. Maybe been more than that at the game. I wasn't even playing. Satchel was... Well, you had to see Satchel pitch to enjoy him, because he was the clown, and he could back it up.
We're talking about Satchel Paige now.
He had struck out about 17 that game, because there's a big crowd. And he pitched good in front of big crowds. Now, he didn't play around. I was walking through those girls, you know, flirting and going on. Reuben Jones, our manager, he's the manager of Newark Eagles. Mm-hmm. Reuben Jones, he touched me on my shoulder and said, "Get a bat." I said, "Get a bat. I want you to pinch hit." And listen, teardrops going to my, because I know Satchel. So I got the bat and everything. He said, "Listen, I'm not expecting you to hit him. But what I want you to do is take your cuss." The other guy was looking out, taking the, you know, and Satchel just blowing that pitch to Negro. Yeah, that's what he's throwing that pitch to Negro. I mean, he was getting it on up there. He was humming it up there. Because he was the show, whole show, and everybody's hollering for Satch, Satch, Satch. And so I got to back up, be snake. "I'm not expecting you to hit it now, but I want you to just take your cuts." And then what he told me, I got started, and he stopped me again. Well, this is making Satchel mad. Because we're holding on to the game. He said, "Stop me again. Who did I tell you? I told you to take your cuts." I said, "Yes." And I went on again. Before I got to back, he stopped me again. And we let Satchel, he just hardly is mad because the man is done taking the show away from him. He said, "You get up there, deep, if you stretch it, like, it'll look like he had already told me. Act like he can hit it. We call him slop because he dig in and just like he can hit it and hit you for sure, just doing it." And I got up there, so I did what he did. And the crowd just, you know, because they lawyer and Satchel and everything. The show is away from Satchel. And with Reuben Jones, he had on suspenders and house shoes. Our manager, that's what he had on. I got up and shown up. First, when they throw you in the Negro League, the first ball, I mean, it's guys like me and like that, you know where that first one's going to be, don't you?
That's your head.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's where that first one's going to be. And you know what the catcher said, don't you? "Look out!" And all that noise. If you're weak, you would. See, but I know all about this stuff. So I got up there, and sure enough, he whooped one through there, and I took my cut. And the crowd went wild. Didn't want to know where I was going to hit it. But I was doing what Reuben told me to do. He stopped the game saying, "Now listen." He called me Muskogee. He said, "Listen, Muskogee, I'm going to tell you one damn thing. What you do, you can dig in." And he just talked to me like I was a dog. "But it's going to be a peer to knee." And he hollered, "Peer to knee." And the crowd, "Peer to knee." And that's what he threw the bullet. But I took my cut and I fell down. I swung so hard, and the crowd just went wild. But old Satchel, I didn't hit it. After then, I got it about 18 to 20 times. I never did hit him.
You never did hit him?
Mm-mm. Didn't even foul the ball. He didn't lighten up on me. He remembered that incident down there. He didn't lighten up. The guys hit him, but I didn't.
What was his pitch, the fastball?
Yeah, see, Satchel, you couldn't teach him nothing. He didn't have no pitching coach come out there, you know, and talk to him. But his location... See, Satchel real smart. He pitched where you swung at, but and he had a fastball and a good curveball. He knew how to mix them up. He knew how to mix pitches up.
So he had a curveball and other pitches besides the fastball?
Oh, yes. He had them all. But man, it's a natural. He had to see him pitch to enjoy. When he warm up, he get a little old Penny Max. He didn't have to have no plate to warm up. He just throw a cap down and he'd warm up. And didn't take him long to get ready, neither.
That was a Muskogee team in New Orleans?
No, I was with Newark Eagles in.
Oh, okay.
The Reuben Jones, they got him from Texas Black Spiders to manage the Newark Eagles.
Satchel Paige went on and played in the majors, is that right?
Played with Cleveland and Bill Veeck had him.
Yeah, he had a long tenure in the Negro Major Leagues and then also was one of the first to integrate into Major League Baseball in the American League with Cleveland. Another caveat to that is that he was a baseball ambassador for the Tulsa Oilers in the 1970s as kind of a pitching coach and a draw to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, he knew how to make money. I got with him in Omaha, the Omaha Rockets. He had an all-star team. If you got a team in Muskogee, he come in and stay about 3 days and make money, you know, pitching, you know. He had a guy from Jack Matcher from Kansas City Monarchs with him, another guy from Kansas City Monarchs. And we played in Norman Hall against him, and outfield had to go home, and he took me with him. Satchin did. He took me with him. That's how I got to play with the Satterfield All-Star. Mm-hmm. I just filled in with the Satterfield All-Star. I wasn't on his team. I just filled in. Just like when the Kansas City Monarchs come to Muskogee, they would let me play. Why? Because they come to my beer joint, and it's good to me, you know.